Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for TWiT specials is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. This is TWiT Live special number 317, recorded Sunday, February 26th, 2017. Samsung's Mobile World Congress press event. This TWiT Live special is brought to you by the Ring Video Doorbell. With Ring, you can see and talk to anyone at your door from anywhere in the world using your smartphone. It's like caller ID for your home. Go to ring.com/TWiT and get up to $150 off a Ring of Security kit with their limited time offer. Hello, everybody, and welcome to TWiT Live special number 317, Samsung's keynote press conference at Mobile World Congress 2017. I'm Leo Laporte. It is Sunday, February 26th, 2017, and 10 a.m. in California, but in Barcelona, Spain, where the Mobile World Congress is about to get underway, it's evening time. My calculations are correct. It's about 7 p.m., and Samsung has a keynote planned. Now, what this keynote will be, we're not sure. We suspect it will be a tablet keynote, mostly because Samsung has already said they won't be announcing the Galaxy 8 phones and the S8 and or the Note, any phones at this event. But we shall see. That S8 will be announced next month in a separate event and released in April. All right, here we go. We're about ready to begin, it looks like. Here's the video. Live from Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, the Samsung press event for 2017. And they're showing quality testing, dropping phones. Our phones are extensively tested, they say. This is probably some reassurance for people who are nervous about a Note 7 incident recurring. It's interesting, they are starting with phones. Now they're dropping them in water. Heating them up.
And everybody feels the same.
60 degrees Celsius. And apparently attempting to bend them as well. So this is all video of the Samsung testing labs. And it kind of looks like a Galaxy S7, but maybe that's an S8. It's got the curved OLED screen on it.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage Senior Vice President and CMO of Samsung Electronics Europe, David Lowes.
Hello, and a very warm welcome to you all this Sunday evening, and to those of you joining us on live stream. The song makes a very good point. You've got to give the people what they want. And if you ask people on this Sunday evening what they want, I suspect you might get the answer, a pause button. Who knows where innovation will take us? Perhaps one day that will actually be possible. This particular Sunday evening, we're delighted to have you here with us to experience firsthand the latest in Samsung innovation that delivers on the needs of consumers today. But before we show you what's coming next, we want to take a moment to reflect.
To apologize.
The past 6 months has undoubtedly been one of the most challenging periods in our history. We did not meet the high standards of quality and excellence we set for ourselves. And that consumers have come to expect from us. We're determined to learn every possible lesson, and we recognise that regaining consumer trust can only be earned by actions, not words. Following internal and third-party-led investigations, we've implemented a broad range of processes to further enhance product safety. This includes additional protocols such as multi-layer safety measures and our new 8-point battery safety check. We've also formed a battery advisory group comprised of external advisors, academics, and research experts. The aim of this group is to maintain a clear and objective perspective on battery safety and innovation, not only for our benefit, but also for the benefit of the industry as a whole. Excuse me, sir. Would you like to step off the stage, please? Yes, I think you've made your point. Could you put it down? Thank you very much.
Oh, that's interesting. Can you? We couldn't see what was going on there.
We're encouraged
David
by the
Lowe's
positive response to customers
performing his own security.
To the actions we've taken. We're committed to radical and quality innovation that never compromises customer safety. Thank you to our current customers who have stayed loyal to Samsung, and thank you to the millions of new customers who have helped to make the Galaxy S7 one of our most successful smartphones ever. Your continued support is a testament to the strength and resilience of the Samsung brand. And at the heart of this strength and resilience is our willingness to push the boundaries to deliver incredible products and services to our customers. Today, we're going to show you just a few examples of this. Number one, pioneering network technology that will power next generation experiences. Two, hardware that's as powerful as it is portable. And finally, an enhanced VR user experience. Let's start with network technology innovation. To create the best mobile experience, you need the best network infrastructure. There's been a great deal of discussion about 5G, and we've been at the forefront of driving towards the delivery of this next generation network. Now, we're on the verge of making it a reality. To tell us more, please welcome on stage Tim Baxter, President and Chief Operating Officer of Samsung Electronics America.
That was David Lowe's. He's in charge of Samsung's business, electronics business in Europe. He said, we did not meet the high-quality standards we've expected from us, and we can know
Thank
we're
you,
regaining your trust can only be earned by action,
you, it is absolutely
not
great,
words.
To be back here in Barcelona.
Addressing, of course,
the
Note
beautiful
7
in the world.
Battery debacle.
I'm sure I'm not alone in saying one of my favorites. But and thank you all for joining with us today. You know, Samsung, we've obviously been creating mobile devices for quite some time. If you remember, the early devices had, looking back now, some pretty simple features like voice calling, texting, and very basic web browsing. Today, you can watch movies, buy groceries, track your workouts, and even power your VR experience. Well, guess what? We are, in fact, just getting started. At the Consumer Electronics Show last month, I shared a bit about Samsung's IoT vision and how connected device innovation will deliver unprecedented value to our consumers. From SmartThings to Samsung Plus and Samsung Pay, we're all about providing opportunities to communicate, create, and explore. And we're making big, bold bets in the IoT space, with acquisitions in areas like AI with Viv Labs, the cloud with Joyent, and the ultimate in mobility, the connected car with Harman. But we also have to invest and develop new technologies to enable these products and experiences. Technologies like 5G. At Samsung, we've invested heavily in 5G. Why? Because we believe in 5G's promise. And we think Samsung is uniquely positioned to lead in its broad ecosystem.
Engadget has a picture of the 5G, protester really? In their live blog. Apparently,
5G will be ultra fast.
Holding up a yellow flag with a recycling, it's Greenpeace with a yellow with a recycling logo on it.
In-car infotainment and multiple camera angles of your favorite
word Samsung Galaxy Note 7
ultra high def.
The logo for the Note 7. So I'm not sure exactly what's
instantaneous.
The message there, but
we're talking
a Greenpeace protester.
True real-time experiences, lag-free gaming, self-driving cars, and augmented reality that instantly responds to your environment. And three, 5G will be massive. 5G will connect everybody and everything. Think of hundreds of connected devices in the home.
He hasn't yet said anything about the technology, of course. And this is one of the problems with 5G is it's more of a marketing term than an actual
that 5G technology. Is the next revolution. And you know what? It all starts with the network. Today, I'm thrilled to announce the launch of our commercial 5G network portfolio. Technologies that will power the launch of the world's first connected 5G networks. So what are these technologies? Our next generation core network solution that allows operators to rapidly deliver new types of services. Our integrated 5G radio base station designed for easy deployment of gigabit coverage. And finally, our home router. It's compact. And guess what? Consumers can install it themselves. With these innovations, we're taking away the pain of expensive and time-consuming fiber installations. Instead, network operators will be able to offer super-fast internet to homes and offices quickly and easily. And Samsung's industry-leading high-performance 5G chipsets will power it all. You can expect the first commercial network deployments early next year. In fact, we've already set up regional trials with pre-commercial versions of the very products announced today in markets such as the U.S., Korea, and Japan. And a few days ago, we announced an upcoming trial in the U.K., our first in Europe. Now, to talk a bit more about some of the exciting developments happening in the U.S. right now, I'd like to invite to the stage a special guest, Roger Gennarney, EVP and Chief Information and Technology Architect at Verizon.
Hola, señores. Sorry, my Spanish is not good. How's everybody? Hello. All right, I'm super excited to be here to be part of this great collaboration we have with Samsung, and it's been really exciting.
This is obviously Verizon executive
wireless technology 5G. So at Verizon, we published our 5G specs.
Roger Gammani is a senior vice president,
and it's great to see that 5G products are now coming to the market.
And
just like you heard from Tim on the Samsung portfolio. We have products from multiple chipset companies. We have products from multiple network infrastructure companies. And we have products from consumer products companies. You will see several announcements over the next few days at Mobile World Congress. A couple of days ago, we made a big announcement. So last year, we took 5G technology from the labs into the field. We conducted several technical trials. This year, we're taking the technology into the hands of our customers. So what we announced a few days back is our 5G customer trials in 11 markets across the U.S. What we are creating in collaboration with our technology partners on our 5G technology forum is the biggest 5G proving ground in the world. We are turning up hundreds of 5G cell sites. We have tremendous excitement. Thousands of customers have already reached out to us. They want to participate in these trials. And we will actually start getting these customers onboarded in the next 60 days. So this is super exciting. We're taking the technology into the hands of the customers. There's going to be tremendous learning that's going to happen over the next few months. We'll be conducting interoperability testing amongst all the technology.
You should point out the Samsung 5G portfolio doesn't just include the network chips and infrastructure, but also higher level things like the acquisitions they made of smart things and of Harman.
Let me give you a sense of some of the use cases. So yes, we are providing fixed wireless gigabit speeds.
Very much an IoT play as well as a mobile broadband play.
But some exciting stuff in addition to that we are working on are things like new education tools that leverage virtual reality, augmented reality. We've got a couple of schools that are participating in our trials. The next generation of entertainment, think of virtual golf courses, virtual amusement parks, where you can experience immersive entertainment and amusement without having to stand in long lines. So we are super excited. It's going to be a great summer. And it's really exciting to be working with some of the biggest technology companies who are part of our 5G.
We're watching Roger Gumani. He's an EVP at Verizon talking about
network companies,
5G networking. This is a live stream from OEMs, Samsung's press conference
together
at Mobile World Congress in Barcelona.
Of wireless networks.
We are after they cover 5G,
going to
Samsung says they're going to talk about new tablets and new VR
5G
hardware,
specifications, which will expand the use cases from fixed applications to mobile applications. This is going to be tremendous, and I'm very confident that with leaders like Samsung who are innovative and creating this new technology, we'll be back here next year to announce the 5G smartphone. How about that, Tim? All right, I want to thank Samsung for the partnership.
That's an interesting reveal that the Samsung hopes to have a 5G-capable phone
have a good
this
conference.
Time next year.
Thank you, everybody.
Most people are assuming 5G networks won't be widely available till 2019. So having a phone that's 5G-capable may not be particularly
thank you, Roger.
Important.
With a fully commercial 5G network around the corner.
Should also point out AT&T is also
going to be powerful,
trialing 5G in the U.S. this year.
And fast. Fast is also a word that applies to a category we have big ambitions for in 2017. The tablet is just a few years old, but the category has grown and matured at incredible speed. It's partly because the shift from desktop to mobile has been even more rapid than predicted, as people embrace the true meaning of the personal in personal computer. The tablet played a major role in this shift, particularly among those that wanted the flexibility of a smartphone, but a form factor more akin to that of a PC. As the large screen smartphone category that we pioneered has come to represent an ever bigger segment of the market, the role of the tablet has become less well-defined.
Shrunk.
There's been a misconception that tablets are primarily for people on the go. But in fact, customer behavior clearly shows that most tablet usage takes place in the home. Mobility is just as important and relevant in the home, because people love the convenience of being able to move from room to room with a tablet. Whether it's following a recipe while cooking dinner, using it as a second or even third screen while watching TV or reading a book just before lights out. Many people, myself included, see the tablet and smartphone as quite interchangeable, depending on what you want to do. And indeed, most people have tended to see the tablet as a pure entertainment device. But we think we're now at a turning point for tablets. The tablet of today shouldn't just serve as a larger screen smartphone for certain activities. The tablet of today should be versatile and a product that allows you to do whatever you want, whenever you want, wherever you want, with the same ease as a smartphone or even a PC. Today, we're introducing two new tablets for an emerging category of consumers whose preferred online access point isn't a desktop or even a laptop, and who don't want to be restricted by what they can do on a tablet. These consumers want something that's as high performance as a laptop, but with the convenience of a mobile device, for work and for play at any time of the day. And both of these tablets offer the full package. Beautiful design, a great entertainment experience, and amazing productivity benefits. These really are the tablets that can do it all. Let's start with the brand new Galaxy Tab S3.
It's the Funky Tablet. Very tepid applause for that funky intermezzo.
Please welcome the head of Samsung Europe's product portfolio, Mark Notton.
And back to the descending.
Thanks, David. People have different needs at different times, but what they really want is one device that can meet all of these needs all of the time. They want a tablet that's optimized for entertainment, but also enabled for note-taking in a meeting or editing a document from the sofa. So let's start with what's so important with all technology, and that's design. When you get the Galaxy Tab S3 in your hands, you can't miss the quality and the refinement. It has gorgeous, reinforced mirrored glass panels on the front and the rear, and a new seamless aluminium frame around the edge. It's slim and light as well, and it weighs only 429 grams. The Tab S3 really is a beautiful piece of craftsmanship, and is available in both silver and black. But it's also powerful.
It's got to be challenging.
And versatile. The Tab S3
to get excited about this is such an evolutionary product. I mean,
it opens up a world of possibilities
for most consumers, completely indistinguishable from its predecessor.
And productivity. Video consumption on tablets is growing like crazy. In fact, industry projections say video will soon account for about 80% of all online traffic, and we're ready for that. Whether it's on your watch face or hanging on your wall at home, or even the 9.7-inch version we have on this tablet. When it comes to screen technology, our Super AMOLED screens are simply stunning. And on the Tab S3, it will look even better. You can catch up on the latest episode of your favorite TV show on a display that supports the latest innovation in the television and film industry. High dynamic range, or HDR video. It's awesome. It's not just the resolution and the sharpness, but the color and the contrast, like we see them in real life. HDR content on Amazon Prime Video, for instance, the way the filmmaker originally intended. Bright, vivid, amazing. And when it's time to stop watching and start reading, maybe late at night, the Tab S3 also has a built-in blue light filter. It couldn't be easier. Just a one-touch option from the top of the screen. And for all the gamers out there,
of course, it's a feature on an iPad and
we support the Vulkan API and GPU, providing outstanding performance.
This is probably the keys.
So gaming on this device is going to truly blow your mind. This is our first tablet to include Samsung's game launcher. It blocks notifications while you're playing. Super cool. And all of this is driven by a DNIE chip. It optimizes images and keeps power consumption low. The screen, the video, the graphics. What we're really talking about here is true-to-life cinema quality. And now we have cinema quality sound to match. This tablet has four speakers.
It's kind of ironic. Not unusual for video files to recommend disabling DNIE on Samsung televisions.
So ours are all finely tuned by AKG. And by the way, we'll also soon have AKG
video processing chip.
And they're going to be included with our upcoming flagship smartphone. On the Tab S3, AKG will deliver beautiful, crystal clear sound. And we've gone further still. Think about how the image on a screen rotates when you shift from portrait to landscape. Why does the viewing change, but not the sound?
This is something Apple did with its iPad Pros.
The good news is that on the Tab S3,
a year ago, I guess,
we will have what we call auto-rotate speakers. The intelligent audio system intuitively understands the mode the tablet is operating in and automatically follows the direction of the screen. And when you combine that technology with our four speakers, all tuned by AKG, you have an audio experience like no other. Finally, a tablet that doesn't need external speakers. It's a 9.7-inch home theater system. A full multimedia experience that you can hold in your hands. Now that's transformative.
Well, that's
but we also
pretty
see a
big
world
word for that.
Where people want to do more and more with their tablet. The Tab S3 is designed to keep users productive with faster charging and longer-lasting battery life. It gives you 12 full hours of video playback,
that's
which covers
good.
Me for my entire flight from London to Seoul. And in addition to a Wi-Fi version, the Tab S3 will also come in an LTE model.
Also good
connectivity
news.
On the go.
Although not unexpected, I think most of these tablets are sold by carriers.
Need a tablet for when they need shift to work.
In the carrier stores.
Two more real differentiators. The keyboard.
Almost everybody I see with a Samsung tablet bought it from AT&T or Verizon.
Is ready when you are.
A deal.
Simply snap and go. No charging, no pairing, no waiting. And the keys themselves have a nice deep keystroke. That means as you type, with every word, you're reminded of what you're using. A truly premium device. Next up is our fantastic new S Pen. We think there's nothing else that compares. Since we introduced it, the S Pen has always stood out from the crowd. That's because we spent years developing and refining it, working to close the gap between the digital and the
because
physical.
Samsung prices these almost based identically to the iPad, it's really hard to imagine how
it's incredibly realistic.
This
it's
basically
the most
copy of
digital pen that we've ever created.
iPads.
So to celebrate this, with a Tab S3,
improved experience. It's really just something people buy because they can get it cheap at the store, at the phone store.
Thank you.
There's an enthusiastic crowd.
The iPad is loaded with different features.
Can you hurry up? I got an 8 o'clock dinner reservation.
Magnify, Glance, to name but a few. It's all about more options and more control. Take it out of the box, and it's ready to use straight away. No need to pair, and no need for any batteries ever. It has a convenient clip, so the S Pen is always where you need it, when you need it. And while it's still super light, it's similar in size to a regular pen, giving it a satisfying grip in the hand. It's got a much finer, more precise 0.7mm tip, and it has greater pressure sensitivity for a more accurate experience. It's just like writing on paper. Think about how when you use a pen, you can write lightly, or you can press harder for a thicker line.
Given their late start, we're going to probably have to cut away from this in about 8 minutes because, of course, we have to get ready for the Tech Guy show.
We've been working with a brand that helped me learn to write when I was in school. It's the same brand that many of you use all the time.
But I think we can safely say there are no surprises here. We knew they would announce the S3.
Partnership with Staedtler, one of Europe's largest manufacturers.
They may announce another tablet and, of course, they'll update the Gear VR. That's the only thing that'll be interesting.
Staedtler will be providing a special edition S Pen, modeled after their famous Norris pencil and made of innovative Wopex material. The Norris Digital for Samsung.
A couple of tepid woos.
We believe that the S Pen will do more than redefine how we think.
It's a pen that looks like
styles.
A pencil.
It will redefine how we think about tablets and how we use them. In essence, that's what the Tab S3 is all about. It's a tablet that does everything and more. So to sum up, this is an amazing tablet. The Super AMOLED and HDR video capabilities. The auto-rotate stereo speakers, all tuned by AKG. The new S Pen and the keyboard. So when you're looking for your next tablet, you want entertainment. You need to be productive, and you deserve the very best.
If you can't get an
Galaxy
iPad, maybe you'll think about this. You know. All right. This can't be a big product category for Samsung at this point. It's not even a big product category for Apple anymore.
Next new product, the Galaxy Book 2-in-1. Please welcome on stage my colleague and Vice
now,
President
this might be
of Samsung Electronics America, Elena Cotton.
Thanks, Mark. This device is for the user who needs the ultimate in power and performance. The user who won't settle, who frankly can't afford to settle. The user who has to get things done. We're talking the person who sends emails, edits graphics, prepares for a customer
presentation. This is essentially a laptop.
All while on an airplane.
Kind of like the Surface.
The person who cabs
or,
to a meeting while
iPad
still
Pro.
Making edits to the PowerPoint deck. The person who passes their device back and forth with their client so they can work
it's a
together
Windows 10
in
device,
real time.
Not an Android
For
device.
These people
the specs
who are
were
always
released
on the go,
about an hour ago.
We're bringing the best of Samsung Galaxy to the world
S-Pen.
Of high-end productivity and
1.6
Windows.
Pounds, so it's very light.
And to the flexibility of our 2-in-1s. We're giving users not just a perfect balance between a tablet
3.2
and a laptop,
aspect ratio,
but a device
much like a
that can
Book
do
Pro.
Everything their high-powered PC
Pro,
does. This is the Galaxy Book.
You're watching our live coverage of the Samsung press conference at Mobile World Congress. Congress begins tomorrow, but Samsung making its announcements of new tablet, notebook, and VR early. Our TwitLive special brought to you by the Ring Video Doorbell. The Ring Video Doorbell stops burglaries before they happen. It's true. It works by allowing you to see and speak to anyone at your door using your smartphone. And now, Ring is using their advanced motion detection technology to protect your entire property. All kits include the Ring video doorbell, a solar security sign. Maybe if you want a stick-up cam, the solar panel or chime, and it installs in minutes. Working together, 24/7 monitoring of your entire home, whether you're in your bedroom or thousands of miles away. Join the millions of homeowners who protect their home with Ring. For a limited time, you can get up to $150 off one of the Ring of Security kits at ring.com/twit. That's ring.com/twit. We thank them for their support of our Twit Life specials.
If productivity means being organized, efficient, and integrated, portable, and powerful.
We're looking at Samsung's Windows 10 Galaxy Book 2-in-1.
Everything.
Kind of a form factor similar to the Surface Pro.
Powered by Windows. The Galaxy Book
initial specs sound like it's a little more powerful.
It's business ready.
Kaby Lake i5 and 8 gigs of RAM, 256 gig SSD, micro SD card slot, and an LTE option.
With this industry-leading display.
AMOLED display.
Our stunning full HD plus Super AMOLED screen.
216 dots per inch.
Important for people on the move. The Galaxy Book weighs only 754 grams, just about a pound and a half. And at 7.4 millimeters, the Galaxy Book is the thinnest device in its class.
If you have a Galaxy phone,
in fact, you can't find an equivalent
mobile notification and text messages will sync to the screen, and you can unlock it with a fingerprint reader on the phone.
It has a silver
metal
body.
Type-C connectors on the side.
Sleek, but also sturdy. So it holds up for that road warrior who's hitting 10 or 15 cities in a week. But the Galaxy Book doesn't only hold up, it keeps up. With your busy life, no matter what the task is, we know young professionals, creatives, entrepreneurs, and even students, well, they need more. They need the power and performance that comes.
We're going to cut away, I'm sorry to say, because we have to get ready for the Tech Guy show.
The Galaxy Book is uncompromising.
But we've seen two new products at this press event, the Galaxy Tab S3. And this is the Galaxy Book, a new Windows 10 machine.
It can do the job. Today's most
basically a competitor to the Surface Pro 4.
And we've given the internal memory a real boost.
We expect this keynote to go on for a little longer, including updates to the Gear VR, but we're going to have to update you on that at a later time. We thank our sponsor, the Ring Video Doorbell, and we thank you for joining us. And that wraps up our coverage of Samsung's press conference at Mobile World Congress 2017.